Hey guys, I know it has been a while, it has been months, it has been weeks, it has been hundreds of days, but I am back and probably I'll be doing this more often. But welcome back to the Self-Speed podcast. I had missed this space, you guys. I had seriously missed this space. So it's a new year, like the second month. We're well into the second month. It's there. Now the third week of the second month of 2020. I just wanted to check in with you guys and see how are you doing, how is life going, are you going according to plan with your goals that you set at the beginning of the year, or didn't you set any goals? Like, do you have some things you're working towards, or you're just fine where you are? Are you trying to grow? Are you drinking your water? Are you minding your business? How is life doing for you? I was just sitting and actually I am studying. I'm supposed to study for my CATs, and I have like five CATs this week. And I just felt this random urge to press the record button and just start talking to you guys. So the last time I uploaded here, I think it was in December or late November. I'm actually not even sure, but I have been on and off on my content platforms, on my blog and on my YouTube and on my podcast, and it has been quite a journey. It has been such a struggle, because when you try and do something, I always tried to look for an outlet to talk about things. So that is why I started blogging. You guys know the story. Like, if you're a day one, you know the story. And then I started the podcast, and then I started doing YouTube. And YouTube was good. YouTube was really good. I was seeing the growth, and people liked whatever I was doing on YouTube. But I started feeling like it's not me. I don't know. I just stopped feeling the vibe. I stopped feeling like I want to still do this for a very long time. I guess for me, it has been to prove to myself that I can get over the fear, because my biggest fear for a long time was getting behind a camera or in front of a camera, whatever. Getting in front of a camera and actually talking to people, like seeing my image and seeing me give and see me talk. Like, that was such a big scare for me, and I think it was deep rooted in my self-esteem issues. But I got over that, and thanks to friends who pushed me, and thank a huge, huge thanks to my mom. She's still pressing, she's still like me, no, go back to YouTube, you shouldn't give up on that, nini. But I don't feel it, like it I don't think it's something that I want to do long term. And that is okay, because I'm still young and I'm still trying to figure things out. So I am sorry for the inconsistency, but life, oh my goodness, life has been happening left, right, and center. Things are bombarding, and I think I got tired of just sitting around and not doing anything that I know I love to do, and not putting out content that I know I love to give. So I had written a list of things that I wanted to talk about on YouTube, and maybe I'll talk about them here on the podcast, Amma, on my blog, because I like the verbal, I like the verbal, and I like the writing. The writing is just like, you know what? Let's put like a small key space, and write about this like in very few words, like something that someone can understand and like read through for 3 minutes. And I need something for my people who love to like hear something and engage in conversations. That is something that I want to try and work on this year, like have guests over, like have meaningful conversations with people that I know will bring worthy content to you guys. Because I'm not just trying to be out here and chit chatting about just anything. I want to be out here trying to give you useful information, trying to be better, trying to help you be better. So that has always been my main aim with whatever I'm doing with content. I'm not big on social media. I am not huge on social media, but I don't know what to do. about it, but I really love to share some information that I have with people. So I hope you guys are still intact somewhere. I hope you guys are still waiting for my content somewhere. I hope you guys still are my rides, you know. We're not dying here, so my rides. And I really appreciate each and every one of you who supports me in any way that you can. You know, that simple share, telling your friend, hey, I have a friend, no, it's my friend's blog, ni-ni-ni-ni. That really, I really do appreciate it. So I didn't even really have a topic to talk about today, but I just wanted to check in with you guys and maybe give a small explanation of why I have been sort of MIA. And let me tell you, you know, sometimes when you don't have like someone who is checking up on you, like someone who is checking you for what you need to do, like it's not like an official job, you know, when no one, I'm not answering to anyone, I'm like, nah, this is my content, I can post it whenever I want to. So the aspect of discipline is very tricky, because you feel like you can do it when you are in the mood to. And I kind of get that, because I'm those type of people. Because when you are not really in the mood to create something that is meaningful, you know, you'll just do things half-assed. But I need to develop that discipline of, you know what, if this is what I decide to do for a long time, and I really want it to grow with me through the years, if this is what I really want to do, I need to put more effort in it. I just can't sit around and expect that, you know what, it will come to me when it comes to me. Oh, and I have this, those people with this very big attitude of, I can't kill myself. So, I don't know. You just need to have the discipline to do what you need to do. You need to put in the hours. That is something that we all know, but we find it like extremely hard to do. We need to put in the hours. If it's in your studies, you want to get those good grades, you need to put in your hours. If it's in at work, you need to put in your hours. If it's something that you're passionate about, maybe an NGO or your company, you want to start your company, you need to put in the hours. You can't just sit around and just say, fine, I'll just let it come to me. Like, I'm not, because I wasn't intentionally going out to seek inspiration for content. I was just like, it's cool, everything is fine, you know, I can just sit and chill and like, see must, by the way, una get. But that is such a negative attitude to have, because I found that when I do have something that I need to do, I have some sort of discipline around my life. I'm telling myself, you know what, I need to do this because I have maybe a client at what time, I have class at what time, I need to study at what time. So I have to find a schedule to work with, you know, because I need to like manage my time. But if I don't have like anything that I'm really strict about doing, you find that I slack a bit. I'm just like, let me just go with the school routine. So maybe I have classes on Monday from 7 to whatever time. That is what I'll do. But then what am I doing with the rest of my day? I find that if I'm not being intentional with my time, I waste a lot of time. And my word for 2020 was intentionality. I think that is correct. Intentionality. I want to be intentional with my schoolwork, with my personal stuff, with my journaling, you know, the things that I'm doing with my clients, with my business, with my personal life. I think I've said personal life, yeah. Personal life and relationships, you know, trying to be intentional with every single thing that I do so that I may achieve productivity. And productivity doesn't mean like doing work from like 8 to 8 in the evening. Sometimes it's just like those 2 hours that you have that you're free, you have done something that is so good that you just feel good about yourself. After you're done, you're just like, you know what, I've achieved this and this and this today. Because I stopped even making to-do lists. I mean, I have deviated so much from who I know that I am, and I've become so comfortable. And you know, when you become comfortable, you don't grow. And I talked about this in my blog about the slight edge. You know, you do good things and then you start going up on the curve, and then you reach the peak and you get comfortable and you just like, you know what, I'm doing good, I can rest. Then now you start going down, because the habits that you're trying to create, you have already left them at a high, and now you're not doing them anymore, and they can't just be sustained there. So it just goes down and just now going down the curve. And what good example can I give? Yeah, I've been complaining about this, like, my English is getting worse and worse. And you know, when we're in school, like in primary school and high school, we used to have like those rules of, you know, you guys need to speak like English like on Monday to Thursday, and then on Friday we speak in Kiswahili. I think that was the system in most Kenyan schools. I don't know about where you're from, I don't know where you're listening to this from, but that used to be the system. So in some type of way, you were like forced to know what you're talking about, even if you like sneak in some Kiswahili here and there. We used to speak in English most of the time, and then you're in class, you still have the English lesson, so you're learning like new vocabulary, and then you're reading almost all the time. And now you're just reading, like me doing medical microbiology, I'm just reading the books that are pertaining my units. And as much as, okay, there are a lot of biological terms here, so maybe that is a vocabulary that I'm growing, but my normal English is like going down. And I just realized that I need to go back to reading more books. I need to go back to reading like good literature, you know. And sometimes I come across a word or I hear someone talking, I'm just like, what does that even mean? And when I'm thinking to myself, you know, I must Google it later, and then I just like forget, because I'm not really intentional with it, and I'm not really like looking to know, and that is a very big issue. So my word for 2020 has been intentionality. And I started off good, you know, we all start off with like a pump and you have like this energy, and I started off very well. I don't know why I got lost in the middle, but yeah, I want to go back to who I was. I'm trying to go back to who I know I am and get this ball like on the right court, because we're not about to waste another year. I think in 2020 we need to grow and at least be in a better position than we were in 2019. So I have missed, I didn't realize how much I have missed doing this, but I did some few episodes with a friend of mine called Moilu on the Menu podcast, so you can check that out. Her Instagram is king_Moilu on Twitter, and then Instagram is On the Menu podcast, and then her personal Instagram I think is _Moilu or Moilu _. I'm not so sure, but I know her Twitter is king_Moilu. So my socials, Nyangara_, I think on Instagram and on Twitter. So that's it. I hope you guys have missed me as much as I've missed you. Yeah, and look forward to more content, because I'll be posting more regularly now. And yeah, I need to be very intentional with this. So I hope you join me as we figure out 2020 together, because yo, you guys, life has hit me right, left, and center. I don't even know where to start, but I'm good. Not like I'm not good, not like I'm not happy. I'm actually very happy. In a very long time, I'm actually in a very good space, and I really thank God for that. And I thank myself, ouch, I've just bit my tongue. And I thank myself for working to put myself in this kind of a position, because, you know, we are constantly supposed to be working on ourselves, because life does happen. So you guys, I don't want to ramble on much, but I hope you are okay and looking forward to post more content. Yeah, so I guess Happy New Year, because I've not wished you a Happy New Year, maybe on my blog. But for my listeners, I hope you have settled your 2020 very well. And I hope you're done with the January blues. January was over, like, now it's almost 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I hope now you have money back in your pocket. I hope you're making good financial decisions. I hope you're intending to grow. So I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to me. As usual, I am your host, Nyangara. And thank you so much. This is the Self Space Podcast. Till next time, bye.